Yeah, we were happy with the group campaign. We probably had an interrupted start to the year with regards to weather. You know, we'd no access to our weather pitch, so that curtailed a bit of our training. So we were, I think, maybe a bit underprepared and unsure of ourselves going up to play DCU. And we came away with a good 2-point win that night. And you know, I think that set us on the road to the rest of a good group campaign. The girls got a lot of confidence out of winning above DCU that night, and we beat Queens after that then, and with a comprehensive victory against Maynooth in the Mardyke the last day. So we've improved as the campaign has gone on.
Great stuff. And it goes without saying, you have a very strong Cork representation on this team, but it's a very strong panel overall, Shane.
Yeah, it's probably one of the strongest panels we've ever had, I suppose. We've just 23 girls from Cork on the panel, 14 of those who were on the Cork senior panel. So, but I suppose on the flip side of that, I suppose there's only maybe 4 or 5 of those who'll be regularly starting for Cork, like, so a lot of them who aren't getting a lot of league action. Whereas I suppose maybe some other colleges would have a bigger spread of counties, and they'd be probably more, getting started with their counties more than maybe some of our girls are. But a lot of them saw action last Saturday night against Monaghan, and they've been getting run in the league. And we've got from Waterford who's played all Waterford games. We've 2 girls from Limerick who are on the Limerick team at the moment. 2 girls from Clare who are involved with Clare, and we've 2 girls from Tip. One of them who's on the Tip team, you know, and all their league games as well. So look, we've a good spread, predominantly Cork, but it's nice to have a mixture of a few of the other counties then as well. Like.
And how are you feeling going into it now? As I mentioned at the outset, it's UCD who you play in the semi-final on Friday afternoon. How are you fixed for that?
We're happy enough with the way things have gone the last few weeks. A few injuries have cleared up, and there's fierce competition for places. We played UCD in the league semi-final, and they beat us after extra time by 5 or 6 points. We know they're going to be very good. They've been coming for the last few years. They've a good management team in place up there, very experienced with Peter Clark and Pat Ring and Angie McNally, and they've been involved in the county level with Monaghan last year and Mayo the previous year. So I know the lads well. Like, they'll have UCD in good shape. They've some good players up there. A couple of good additions this year for them, Nicola Ward from Galway and Megan Glynn from Galway as well. And a couple of Dublin players, Neve Collins and Marta Byrne. I'm happy with our own preparations, and I'm happy with the level of commitment we've got, and with the way the girls are, fighting for places. So, we're quite happy going into the game. We think we're in a good position. It's going to be a tough game, but we're happy with our own preparations. So we can only be what's in front of us, or come up against us on Friday. No, I think we're ready for it. Not to say we're overconfident during that, but we're in a good place, we think. So hopefully that'll manifest itself on Friday afternoon.
Good stuff. And like, we obviously see, we saw here at CIT last year the quality ladies football that was on offer, and it's the same as well when you see UL and DCU playing in the other semi-final, Shane.
Oh, the standard is going up and up every year. To think that there are going to be Cork senior panelists who won't be on our starting team on Friday, and that's the quality word, and like that's across the board, looking at any of the games this year, looking at highlights on Jerome Quinn has done a lot of the games this year, and like the standard is excellent. It's just a bit below inter-county senior level, and perhaps a lot of the college teams would beat some of the senior inter-county teams, so the standard is excellent. And the other semi-final will be a humdinger as well. UL are going for 3 in a row, which would be a phenomenal achievement if they do get it. And DCU, perhaps we caught them on the hop maybe that night against DCU. They've some phenomenal talent in their ranks as well. So, very hard to call the 2 semi-finals really. And and whoever's in the final is going to make for a great spectacle below Tralee.
A great weekend in Tralee indeed. And you're captained by Áine T. O'Sullivan, of course, this year, looking to win back a trophy that you haven't won since 2012. Even actually reflecting on last year, the disappointment of last year, Shane, is that a driving force for you this year?
It is, yeah. Like, I suppose I've said in the interview after the game, we were making mistakes in games against maybe lesser opposition, and when you make them against good teams like DCU were last year, you get punished. So that's something we've spoke about a lot this year, that when we were playing teams we were expected to beat, we focused on our own performance, maybe in our own standards, that we don't let our standards drop just because maybe we're playing a team who were favourites to beat, or that we might be able to make a mistake against. We've really focused on that this year, and we were very, very disappointed last year to lose that game to DCU, especially in Cork. And there's been a fierce drive this year from all the girls, fierce commitment from them. You know, they've a lot of them, you know, some of the older players are now in their final years, and you know, they're very busy, but they've given a fierce commitment. Like, you know, and we've had and the younger players, the freshers who we have involved, have really bought into it. Like, you know, there's a great dynamic in the group at the moment.